Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. All in the world are you. Welcome to Caroline in Codeland. Yay! How are you doing, my friend? Thank you so much for listening. I just want to say thanks once again. And here is another episode of my Daily Dose, the quarantine episode. As I have been saying, this is something that I do in the mornings on WhatsApp, and I just want to share it with you. I hope it will encourage your heart and bless you. And I hope that you are in good spirit, you're healthy, you're being safe during this pandemic time. And so, my friends, until when I hear from you, I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a note. You can email me, carolinerussell2018@gmail.com. I would just love to hear your feedback and what you think about my daily dose. So until then, have yourself a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, evening, or night, whenever you listen to this. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a brand new day, a brand new week. And it is cold and overcast. It's going to be a beautiful day anyway. How are you? How was your weekend? I hope everything went well for you. I'm so happy to be back again for another day. This morning I got up and a lot of things going through my mind as usual. And I was looking for a Bible verse that I could start the week and the day with. Because, you know, I have some stuff on my mind. And I just wanted to find something that would just speak to that. And I came across Galatians 6. You're reading from the Living Bible. And it's Galatians 6, verse 4 to 5. And it goes like this. It says, "Let everyone be sure that he's doing his very best, for then he will have the personal satisfaction of work well done and won't need to compare himself with someone else. Each of us must bear some fault and burden of our own, for none of us is perfect." Amen. Wow. That is an awesome, awesome, awesome scripture verse. Because what is on my mind, I didn't even realize that this scripture verse is even going to speak to it like that. You ever, sometimes you're in situations where you're desperate and you cried for help and help comes and you grab onto it, not really going through the consequences. You just make a decision and not really looking at the consequences of what your decision will entail. A lot of us, we always say that we have to deal with the decision. No, you don't deal with the decision. You deal with the consequences of the decision that you make. And sometimes we make our decision based on the circumstances and not looking at the consequences. And then when you're going through, living through the decision that you have made, and the help around you, they don't know the background. And sometimes you have to leave your past behind. And you make these decisions and you're trying to do what is right, but you have impediments that comes in your way. And impediments, what I mean by the impediments, sometimes you might have illnesses or things that you really never anticipated happening to you. And, you know, you go outside there and according to the word,
It says, everybody must sure to do their very best. Your own personal satisfaction with a work well done, that you don't have to compare yourself with anybody else. Yeah. You're doing that with all of the impediments that you're facing. And you always put your best foot forward. Even when you're in pain, you just don't talk about it. You just don't let anybody know that you're in pain, but you just push yourself. And everybody will on the outside don't know what is happening to you. They might think that, yeah, you're nothing is wrong with you. But while you're crumbling on the inside, your whole body is in pain. And you push yourself and you push yourself. And at the end, you come to realize that you can't push yourself anymore, because the next step that you try to push yourself, you are going to put your body in serious, serious problem. And at the end of the day, you are the one who has to go and suffer. And everybody will come and they will sympathize over you while you're suffering. And they say, oh, I'm so sorry. But then again, you're left with the consequence of your decision that you make. And people on the outside who don't know anything about you, they judge you and they come and they speak words over your life, which they have no idea about who you are. But they're saying that they're judging you based on the little that they see of you. And it's so funny. I came across this thing that somebody posts on Instagram. And it goes like this. Strange, isn't it? You know yourself better than anyone else. Yet you crumble at the words of someone who haven't even lived a second in your life. The world is filled with people who think they know you. Listen to no one's voice but your own. And I read that. I came across that. And I looked at that and I said, wow. We're living in a world that we're living up to people's expectations for us. And sometimes never for our own expectations. Because when you run away from one thing, thinking that you're getting away from that, you're running into another person's expectations. And because sometimes you don't want to fail the people around you, you try to do everything that they want you to do, or you what you think that are, you know, whatever, however the case is. But only to realize that they don't understand the detriment that it's putting your body, your health. Because everybody's body is not the same. And what one man can do, you can't do it. You tried and you end up in serious problem. And at the end of the day, you have to live with that consequence. And so sometimes when you make certain decisions, people are going to go against you, are not going to be very happy with that decision that you have made. But they are not taken into consideration the facts and the circumstances. While you know all the facts and the circumstances regarding your life. So sometimes you have to make those decisions regarding your life. Even though it might hurt the other people around you. And they judge you. And they might call your names. And they might say things about you. And I know it might hurt to the core. But sometimes, when we make decisions, we have to think about the consequences and what it have on our life. And we can't relate to other people. Because everybody wants us to be like them. And everybody's circumstances is different. Sometimes some people can push through certain pains and aches and so forth in their body and they're okay. Another person tried and it's a total disaster for them. And sometimes you try to do things because you don't want anybody to look down at you or to talk about you. But it's at the end of the day, it ends up to be your detriment. And sometimes you have to go ahead and make decisions that it might not be pleasing to the others around you. And it grieves you when you make these decisions, but you have to think about yourself and you have to think about your health. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have health, you have nothing. You can have all the riches, you can have all the possessions in the world, and it means nothing if you are lying down, crippled in bed, can't move. Your money can't do anything to you. Your money can't save you. So when you have your health is your greatest wealth and riches that you have. Because you can always get up and do something, find something to do. And so sometimes when I agree with the posting that I just read, when you talk about that we succumb to people, voices, and their judgment against us who don't know anything about us. Because we want to make a good impression to them. But sometimes making a good impression to people is like putting yourself in harm's way. And people will always judge you. And I realize that. People will always judge you, regardless of whatever decision that you make. But remember, you are the one who have to live with the consequences of every decision that you make. Whether you thought about the consequences, yes or no. You're not living with the decision, you're living with the consequences. And in this life, we only have one life. And we have to live it to our best, to us. And a lot of us don't live our life to please ourselves, we live it to please other people. And we go through this life pleasing everyone except ourselves. And in a sense, you know, that is what gets us down and in depression. And if we ever go through our life and really sit down, a lot of the things that we are doing to please other people because we don't want them to think bad of us. But sometimes you just have to make a stand that regardless of how it might hurt somebody else, you have to think about you, your health, you. And this morning I'm saying all of this because I don't know what you are going through. But King Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun. And man goes through the same experience. Different scenarios, same experience. Some of us have it worse than others. Some of us have it easier in this life. Some of us born with golden spoon in our mouth that we don't have to suffer. We don't have anything taken away from us. Everything is given to us. So we can't understand. Some of us might have struggles. Yeah, and then, you know, and they say, oh yeah, I know what you're going through. No, you don't. And there is sometimes that you can extend yourself. Some people can do it and they so, you know, they don't have any problem. But you try it, you get the most adverse effect of it. And so this is the only life at all that we have. And we have to take care of ourselves. And we have to live it to the best of our ability. And it might hurt a lot of people around us when we make some decisions. Because when you look at the consequences outweigh so much stuff. Because at the end of the day, if those very same people who you think you disappoint, all they can come is just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what you're going through. And yet, they turn and they leave and they walk through the door and close that door. But yet, you're the one who is sitting there lying in bed, can't move, can't do anything. And they're going on with their life. And you have to do it with your life in bed, crippled or whatever the case might be. So sometimes you have to listen to the voice within you, your own voice. Make your decisions, even if it's contrary to everybody around you. And so my friends, this is my word of encouragement this morning. That we are living a life that we don't know what tomorrow brings. we disappoint people unintentionally, because sometimes we have the best intentions in our mind, but yet life throws a curveball and we have to deal with the curveball that life throws us. And sometimes when we make certain decisions, it's not that we are hurting the other person or deliberately going against the other person, but we have to make some decision for ourselves that it might not be kosher to the next person, or it might not suit the other person. But at the end of the day, you have to think about yourself, your health, your happiness. Because man will forever judge you, and you can't run away from that. You will forever be judged. And people who don't know you will forever have something bad or negative to say about you. But sometimes you got to make that decision and stand with that decision for your own self. So with that, I just want to encourage you as you go throughout the day and the week today. It's not easy. It's not easy being alive and living. It's not easy to walk this earth, because we come across circumstances and situations that we have to make a decision on. And just to encourage you, is that the word of God never lies. Never lies. Never lies. I know that none of us is perfect. But we have a God that is perfect, that we can draw on him and rely on him and cast our cares and burden on him. And he will come through for us. So before I leave, I'm going to leave this week in the hands of God and this day in the hands of God, because that is all I have. I don't have anything else. And so, Father, I just want to bless you and thank you for everything that you have done. Every open door that you have given us, oh God. And sometimes, God, when we go through certain doors, oh God, we realize that this is not for us. And we have to make that decision that we can't continue on that road through that door. But there are other open doors, and we just have to find them. And so we give you this day, oh God, and we just ask you to lead us and protect us and guide us, oh God, as we're going through this pandemic time, as so many people are dying around us. So we thank you for our lives that you have given us. We thank you, God, for your protection, your mercies, your love towards us, God. And I pray, oh God, that you just never let us walk out of your presence, but we are in your presence every day, oh God. And we ask you for strength and mercies. We ask you to strengthen our bodies, oh God. Strengthen our mind. Give us the strength to come against whatever we're facing. And so we just want to bless you and thank you for everything that you are doing and what you will do for us. Thank you for this week. Thank you for this day. Thank you, oh Lord, for everything. Amen. So my friends, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to come and chit-chat for a moment. And I pray that you will have a blessed, productive, and above all, a safe day. And I want you to take care of yourself. So until tomorrow morning, when I get the opportunity to wake up again and come on and to say, good morning to you. Be blessed.